This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with this week's updates from the South East Radio Group. We got lucky again recently when one of our members, who has the eyes of a hawk and the ears of an elephant, heard that a round concrete tank that was sitting on a local hill, which just happens to be a communications site, may have been available for disposal. Like a flash, he alerted the executive committee and a deal was quickly struck. We now have our sticky hands on the tank, and would you believe the new Haywood repeater is a nice snug fit inside. This will save a lot of site preparation at Haywood, and no foundations will be needed either. It might be a bit of an effort to get it up there and up the hill, as it weighs 3.5 tonnes, but it will be a much better solution than the small modified C-tainer that we bought, as that requires a bit more work than we thought to bring it up to standard. A very big thank you to Leith, VK5, Foxtrot, Lima, Alfa, Romeo, who was always on the lookout for deals such as this, and he has scored for us big time on previous occasions as well. COVID is still having an adverse effect on our club activities, as the one person per 4 square metres is restricting our ability to hold meetings. We have a post-mortem planned for the 2020 Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb, but as our meeting room is restricted to 8 people at this point, it is looking as though this will be another internet-type get-together. No doubt some of the participants will be grumpy because they will miss out on the free pizza. It also puts our December activity night in jeopardy unless the rules have relaxed by December the 4th. That's the biggest problem with this pandemic. We just think that we have it licked and it breaks out again. We have now decided that we will be having our usual annual Christmas barbecue. The venue will again be the fabulous Lake McIntyre on the northern outskirts of Millicent, boasting shelters, built-in gas barbecues, toilets, and of course the lake itself, which is teeming with bird life. This is always a very enjoyable few hours of friendly chat and good company. Hopefully it will be as well attended as it has been in years past. Talking about barbecues reminds me that discussions have occurred with some of the Narracourt Club members recently, and it is looking as though we may have another barbecue at Dorradong, just east of Narracourt, sometime early next year. We have had a couple of these get-togethers with our Narracourt friends, and they have been very enjoyable. We are very fortunate to enjoy an excellent partnership with their club, and they have been very supportive in helping with some of our events. In fact, without their help, we would have struggled to run some of them, so a big thank you to the Narracourt gang. That sums up our week for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, we had a virtual meeting last Friday night at the North East Radio Club, and it was a very interesting talk about two radio museums. The first talk was done by Neville, VK5ZNP, and it was about his recent visit to a private museum of old radios up in the mid-north town of Gulnare. There were quite a few photos of the various radios and other associated equipment on the North East Radio Club website, and if you want to go and have a look at them, they are still there. Just go to the North East Radio Club website and follow the link, and you can see photos of the radios at the Gulnare Museum. So yeah, thank you very much, Neville. That was a very good talk about all those radios. And the second part of the talk was by Tony, VK5UA, and that was about a selection of the radios that are held out in the Museum of Military Vehicles at Edinburgh. And I've been there a couple of times, and it's got a very good sizable collection of radios as well as military vehicles. And it's always a good place to go for a visit. So thank you very much, Tony, for that good description of some of the radios that you've got in the collection out there. And don't forget, of course, that we've got the virtual coffee club, the Coffee Corona Net, and that's on 9 a.m. every Wednesdays on the Houghton repeater, 146 850. The barista in chief is Phil, VK5SRP, and after the virtual coffee club, you can, if you wish, go to the real coffee club at the Tea Tree Gully Library at 10 a.m. Just remember that the COVID rules apply at the real coffee club, not the Corona coffee club. That one, well, you're 2 metres apart, aren't you? And of course on Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the Link repeater net, there's the F Troop net. So come along and have a good chat with the F Troopers. Well, I hope you've kept cool during this burst of summer weather. And yeah, hope to see you on air sometime. So 73 is good DX, and stay safe from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The ladies who look after the shack site are planning to have a working bee at the site on the 6th of December and have sent us the following email. We have a plan and appropriate helpers arranged for a working bee on December the 6th. Not sure if any of your whippersnippers available on that day, or is it too close to Christmas? If you would like to help out, the starting time is 10 a.m. A chainsaw or two would also be a big help. Good news, the AHARS website is now working. Paul VK5PAS, the webmaster, has spent a lot of time updating and giving the site a new look. It is at https://www.ahars.com.au. VK5PH, Paul's remote's receiving site, is suffering a noise problem, and he's put a password on it to limit those who access it. He has had quite a few complaints about the noise, but there is nothing we can do about this. It's coming from the power mains. It is now more important than ever to listen to Sunday broadcasts. And remember, if you cannot listen to these live, you can find them on the NERC website and listen to them at your leisure. http://northeastradioclub.org.au/WIA-broadcast. Here you will find the audio files of both the national and the local broadcasts. It's also a good excuse to get on the air and talk to each other via our repeater networks. AHARS has some 185 members, and we often have as few as 10 or 12 people logged in, and some of these are not AHARS members. All licensed hams are welcome to join the AHARS Monday Night Net at 8 p.m. Keep an eye on your emails and an ear on your on the Sunday broadcast to find out what AHARS is planning over the next few weeks. The committee has decided we will not have a Christmas dinner this year. Instead, we're planning to have our January picnic on Sunday the 17th of January at the Marion RSL, like we've had for the past 2 years. It will be free to financial members of AHARS, and the price to non-members, including the partners of financial members who are not a member themselves, will be $15, including a dessert. I will be calling for registrations when we finalise the arrangement with the RSL. The increase in price is because we cannot supply our own desserts this year due to COVID rules. 2020 is almost gone, and it's time to think about the AHAS committee for 2021. AHAS needs you. The week before last, I sent out a document outlining the duties of those on the committee, and I also included a nomination form. If you feel moved to join the committee, fill out this form and post it to me at PO Box 501 Modbury, or scan and send it via email. My email address is vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week's 73.
And that's the VK5 News for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.